put on his wagon when he's bringing the hay in from the field. Mm-hmm.
Hay rack. Hay rack.
Hay rack.
Mm-hmm.
Or have you ever seen a any sort of structure other than a barn that you might keep hay under, say?
Hay shed, uh-huh.
Now, did that have, say, four poles and
yeah,
a top to
and it? A top over it, and they put the baled hay in there. They stack the baled hay in there because they've got it all around here.
And that was the hay shed.
Mm-hmm.
When a farmer milked his cows, where was that usually done?
In the barn.
Done in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't...
Or in the lot, in the barn lot.
Now, by lot, what do you mean?
The barn yard.
The kind of open area
mm-hmm.
around the barn.
Around the barn, uh-huh.
Well, what about your hogs? Where do they usually kept on the farm?
In a pen.
Hog pen?
Mm-hmm. Hog pen.
Was that open, or was there any kind of shelter?
Well, sometimes they had shelter for them in there. Little hogs houses, they called them. But sometimes they just run out in an open pen.
If the farmer had any horses, where were they usually kept when they were kept inside?
In the stall, in the barn.
In the stall.
Horse stall, uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of a building that was used exclusively for housing horses called anything else besides?
Stable.
A stable?
Uh-huh.
Did you mention horse barn a minute ago?
Uh-huh.
You did. Now, does that mean the same thing as a stable?
Well, the stables are a little individual places for one horse. A stable. Each horse had his own little stable in the horse barn.
I see. Now, is that the same thing as a stall? Or
yeah.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about a place where you kept your milk and butter coop. Now, what would you call a farm where the farmer raises cows just for their butter and milk? That what kind of farm would that
dairy.
Be?
Dairy farm.
Do you use that word dairy to mean anything else other than a place where...
Unless dairy products in the store, refrigerator, dairy products be the only thing that I...
You've never heard people refer to something like a spring house as a dairy?
Huh.
What about the place where your cows might graze? What would you call that?
Pasture or meadow.
Was that usually fenced in
mm-hmm.
or just open?
Fenced in.
What type of fence would it usually have around it?
Usually the barbed wire out on the farm.
Is there any other type of wire fence in the...
Yeah, there's electrical wire fence they use now. Just one little strip of wire, you know, with electric. But, and then way back they used to have rail fences. I've seen a lot of rail fences.
Now, what did those look like?
Well, there's rails stacked up this way, you know.
Crossing each other?
Mm-hmm, crossing each other. That because they didn't have any nails or anything in them, they just cross them, you know, to pile them up, make the fence.
You mean they weren't attached in any way? They were just laid one
just stacked
on top of
up,
the other?
Stacked up, one on top of the other.
Well, what if a cow decided he wanted to lean on it? Did it just fall over?
Yeah,
or?
They didn't get that close to it because they knew they couldn't get across it.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, what about a type of fence that's, you used to see them around people's gardens or their front yard that were usually painted white?
Picket fence.
Picket fence.
Picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as what some people might call a paling fence?
Yeah.
Paling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Paling and picket, uh-huh.
Same thing.
Uh-huh. We call it a picket fence around here. Mm-hmm. By the way, there's pretty, pretty old rock and rail fence down there at Cecil, and I'm going to go down there and take a picture of it before it gets gone. I took a picture
that I'd like for you to take of Miss Adams, her old barn's just about to fall down,
oh.
And it's covered with ivy. It'd just be beautiful to
oh,
paint.
Oh, I'll do that. And I took